speaking of light, I suppose light is on its way, and we'll hear about that from Larry Weber now, an educator and author, joins us every Friday morning for Backyard Almanac. Good morning, Larry. How are you doing?
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, Chris. Yes, it's a spectacular February morning. I don't know how much you can see out of your window right now, but out of my window, I see a beautiful February snow. February snows are light, we're not going to get much, and they're dry, and that's what's happening right now. The forecasters, I don't think, are calling for more than about an inch of snow, but it is sure pretty right now as it's coming down. We have not had a snow of any amount in more than 2 weeks now, but we did have a couple of things that happened this week that showed a change can happen. One of them is, of course, last Sunday when we had nearly 40 degrees, that's the first time for a long time that we had a day that warm. And I think we all noticed plenty of melting puddles before the day was over and so forth. Well, that was followed 2 days later on Tuesday morning with a sub-zero temperature, which was also the first time in about 2 weeks. So, yes, we had a couple of changes there. But getting up to 40 degrees in February is not that unusual. It happens. I'd be very surprised if it doesn't happen. It happens every year. And what that does is that causes the snow to melt. That causes, you know, some dripping and so forth. And like I said, we get the puddles. Well, then dropping down cold after that, everything freezes, ice on the roads and so forth. We also have a crusty snow. Now, crusty snow has advantages and disadvantages. Some of us may not appreciate it, and there are critters out there who have some really rough times with it. Deer find it harder walking in the crusty snow, especially when we have a snowpack as we have. We have a snowpack, according to the Weather Service, of more than 20 inches, and we've had a snowpack of more than a foot and a half now for going on 70 days. And though most critters have gotten used to it and they make trails that they travel, there are some critters that do have a difficult time, namely the predators. Anyway, other critters find the crust on the snow as being helpful. When we have a snowpack of more than 20 inches, it's pretty hard for things like the foxes, as an example, to walk through that snow. But if there is a crust, then they can go across the top of it. Lots of the critters out there are able to go across the top of the crust, and for them, it's easier moving. So we kind of have both things happening. We have a situation like rough grouse that bury themselves in the snow, and then if the snow gets crusty, it's a little bit more difficult to bury themselves. So they may have to go and find a different shelter. I have noticed around my house here that the turkeys are a lot less active in this crusty snow than they were before. Other things of note, in February, we can have some interesting birding things going on. I have talked several times this winter about how there's very few finches showing up at feeders. I did have two goldfinches that showed up about 10 days ago. They have not returned. Yesterday, on a different feeder, I saw some more goldfinches, but overall, the finches are very few. I have, however, seen years when red poles did not show up until February. So it's possible that finches can still move in, but from the looks of things, I don't expect it. We are, however, at a time where there's really lots of other interesting things going on with birds. The chickadees start singing a little bit of what's called a Phoebe type of song. The nuthatches get more vocal. Blue jays start singing a little bit of a musical note they make. Woodpeckers are drumming. I hear them every day. And I heard turkeys gobbling back in the woods one day. And so all that starts to happen in February. But I think when it comes to birds in February, it is the owls that really demand attention. We have a couple of owls, resident owls, that spend all year with us, namely the barred owl and the great horned owl. When it gets to be February, the days get longer, but the nights get shorter. that stimulates something with them, and they start doing more calling. A lot of this is courtship, a lot of it is territory, but it's not unusual to hear barred owls and great horned owls calling. Then we have another one, a tiny one that could practically fit in your hand, called the saw-whet owl. It gets that name because of its call. They make a kind of a beeping sound that's often been compared to a backing up of a truck. Well, the lumberjacks long ago heard that sound in the woods, and they thought it sounded like somebody was back there sharpening a saw. So they called it the saw-whet, W-H-E-T, saw-whet owl. It's a very small owl, but it does start calling at this time. I've often heard them on February, and then as we get into later winter, they continue the call. Then we have four owls from the far north that come down here. Probably the most notable is the snowy owl, and the most consistent is the snowy owl. They come down virtually every year, and they find hunting down around the lake as being a good place to go. They are called snowy because they're a white owl. They also go out on open areas, other places. They've been known to hang around airports, as an example, where there's plenty of open space. It's a pretty good size owl, close to 2 feet. And then there is the biggest of all the owls, and that is the great gray owl. That's the one that got famous a little while ago by having its picture in the paper. Unfortunately, that had a sad ending. But they come down here almost every winter, usually late winter. Hunting gets pretty tough up north, so they start coming down for some more hunting this area. And then there is the hawk owl, which is about medium size when it comes to owls. And it's called hawk owl because it's the only owl with a long tail. And that shows up about every other year or so in the region. They live in the boreal forest of the north, bogs and so forth, and they find sometimes hunting is better if they come further south. And then the most unusual one to see is the boreal owl. Boreal owls are just slightly bigger than the saw-whet owls, and they show up sporadically here in the winter. Now, I mention all those seven owls because, yes, if you chose to do so, you could see or hear all seven in the next couple weeks. Sachs-Zim Bog area west of Cotton is a terrific place to go to try to see or hear these owls at this time. Other things of February, I find the crows become more gregarious. The ravens do more of the what looks like family units and flying as flights that they put on quite a show. And then we have the change of light. This is interesting. The days continue to get longer and longer and longer as we go through the month. Tomorrow, we reach the threshold of 10 hours of daylight. Okay, 10 hours of daylight, yes, is going to quickly stretch. And by the end of the month, we will be up to 11 hours of daylight. So the days continue to get longer. And you may have noticed the nights are very bright as well. We are in right now the waxing gibbous phase, moving rapidly towards a full moon on Sunday. So you take a clear day like we've had these last few days with the moon that we have at night, and I think a great word for February would be bright. So, yes. To some people, this is a difficult month, and I think there's a real irony in February. It is our shortest month of the year, but for winter-weary people, it may seem like the longest month. Okay. Anyway, enjoy.
Thank
you,
Larry.
It's going to be an interesting month, and
sure
enjoy
will.
This beautiful snow.
We will.
Hey, take care.
Bye now. Larry Weber, Backyard Almanac. He's an educator and author and our host every Friday morning for Backyard Almanac with Larry Weber.